Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon, and live from Myrtle Beach, South Carolina, this is PWI Professional Wrestling Interviews. I'm Dr. John Stamey, and it's so good to have everybody with us tonight. We've got a special show because today is September the 11th, 2022. It's a very special day in the time of our country, and we're glad that we're able to be on here tonight and be safe and be free to have pro wrestling interviews and whatever we want to have online tonight. So it's great to have everybody here with us. And I want to introduce from Richmond, Virginia, Tony, how are you doing tonight?
I am good. I'm so glad to be here. And yes, like today is September 11th, and I know today we're remembering the lives that were lost on September 11th, 2001. So, you know, for anyone who lost a loved one in the 9/11, we just want to let you guys know that you guys are loved and we're here for you.
That is exactly right. Thanks for saying that. We really appreciate it. So, Tony, why don't you get us started off? Steve's going to be here in a little bit, but tell us what's going on, what's been going on in the world of professional wrestling.
Of course. So last weekend, it was a packed weekend. So we had three shows last weekend, Clash at the Castle, All Out, and Worlds Collide, which was the very last pay-per-view of NXT UK. So I am about to go over the results right here. Well, first, we're going to start with Clash of Champions. So the first match was the kickoff. We had Madcap Moss and the Street Profits versus Austin Theory and Alpha Academy in a six-man tag team match. And, of course, Madcap Moss and the Street Profits picked up the win here. And then we went on to the main card, and we had Damage Control, Bayley, Dakota Kai, and Io Sky versus the champ Bianca Belair, Alexa Bliss, and Asuka, which was actually a really good match. I mean, these guys were hard-hitting, but Damage Control picked up the win. And the next match was the Intercontinental Championship, Gunther versus Sheamus, which was also an amazing match. Like I said in the last show, these guys are representing the UK, and that's what they did. That's what the show was all about, was to showcase the most amazing wrestlers from the UK, and that's what Gunther and Sheamus did. And of course, Gunther picked up the win here. And then the next match, it was the SmackDown Women's Championship. We had Liv Morgan versus Shayna Baszler, and Liv Morgan retained, with the pin. And the next match we had was a tag team match, Edge and Rey Mysterio versus The Judgment Day. Edge and Rey Mysterio picked up the win. And then, after the match, the most shocking thing that no one has saw coming is Dominic turned heel. Like, he turned on Edge first with the low blow, and then the clothesline to his father, Rey. Man, I was actually not expecting that at all. But, I hope Dominic has an amazing run as a heel. Yeah. Next match with Seth freaking Rollins versus Matt Riddle. And, of course, Seth freaking Rollins picked up the win here over Matt Riddle. And then the last match. Oh, my gosh. So much happened in this match. Well, first, it was Roman Reigns versus Drew McIntyre for the undisputed WWE Universal Champion. And like I said, so much happened, from Austin Theory trying to cash in, but he didn't cash in thanks to Tyson Fury. Like, Tyson Fury came back and he knocked out Austin Fury. And also during the match, we all thought Drew McIntyre was going to pay the win. But no, there was an interference from Solo Sikoa, the Usos' younger brother, and Roman Reigns' cousin. And thanks to him, Roman Reigns picked up the win. So I want to ask you, John, like, what did you think of this whole show yourself?
Well, I heard that it was a really good show. I didn't have a chance to watch it, but I heard it was a really, really good show. And Liv Morgan retaining her title, I think is excellent. I mean, everybody said she couldn't do it, but you know what? She can do it. She is proven. She's a world-class competitor, don't you think, Tony?
Oh, absolutely. Like I said, like, I've been a huge Liv Morgan fan for so, so long, and she really deserves to become champion. Because Liv Morgan is that type of wrestler who tries and breathes wrestling. And, like, this has been her biggest dream for a very, very long time. And I'm just so happy to see her get the win and get to retain her title.
I think that's just great. I mean, congratulations. Lots of love from us here at PWI to Liv, and we're just glad to be on her side. You know, sometimes it's good when your person wins the match. It just makes you feel good, doesn't it, Tony?
Oh, it feels great. It feels great. And, like, cause I know, like, you know, Liv Morgan has, like, a lot of hate because of her match against Ronda back in SummerSlam. But, you know, like, you know, it doesn't change, like, how some of us feel, because a lot of us have grew up watching Liv Morgan in the ring, and we know what she's capable of. So for her to defeat Shayna Baszler in, like, the same style as Ronda Rousey is, like, they're both MMA fighters, and, like, and, you know, you saw, like, there was a video of Liv training with Matt Riddle, because she wanted to make sure that she has any, like, all the tips and the tricks to defeat Shayna, and that's what she did. So congratulations to her.
Well, that's just great. So, all right, now, Tony, what other great cards did we have this week?
And the next card was NXT World Collide. Like I said, this was the final event, final pay-per-view for NXT UK, because you know the news, NXT UK is sadly ending. But don't worry, because next year they will have NXT Europe. So that's really exciting. I'm very, very excited for that. So I'm going to go over the card here for Worlds Collide. So the first match was for the NXT North American Championship, Carmelo Hayes versus Ricochet. And I was very, very excited that Ricochet is back on NXT, because he brings so much energy to NXT. And, like, he is the top dog. Like, he's really up there. And this whole match was absolutely amazing. Like, there was, like, a lot of flipping and reversals and frame boards and top rope moves. Like, there's so much going on. But Carmelo Hayes...
Tony, I want to stop you, and I want to say, to me, that is what professional wrestling is all about. And I hope you'll agree with me.
Oh, I definitely agree. Like, that kind of match that we saw, like, that's the kind of match that we should have all the time. Because just any wrestling show should have a match just like that. And when I watched that match, it reminded me of Lucha Underground, because I was a huge fan of Lucha Underground, and that's what we saw here. Because like Ricochet, he was Puma in Lucha Underground, and like, you know, he's amazing. Carmelo is amazing, and Carmelo picked up the win. So absolutely amazing match by both of them. In the next match, it was a fatal four-way tag team elimination match to unify both the NXT Tag Team Champion and the NXT UK Tag Team Champion. Pretty Deadly versus the Creed Brothers versus Brooks Jensen and Josh Briggs versus Gallus. So, and Pretty Deadly picked up the win and is now the undisputed NXT Tag Team Champion. But that match was absolutely amazing because there was a lot going on. Like, the managers got involved and, you know, Gallus and Jensen and Riggs, like, they all, like, came back because they wanted that opportunity so bad to become the undisputed titles. And, man, it was absolutely amazing. And so the next match, a triple threat match to unify both the NXT Women's Championship and the NXT UK Women's Championship. Mandy Rose versus Miko Tanimura versus Blair Davenport. Also a good match, too. Like, we have seen some amazing, like, absolutely amazing stuff in this match. Because, like I said in the last show, like, Miko is one of the most legendary female Japanese wrestlers of all time. And for her to, like, continue to do what she does best is so amazing. And Blair Davenport, like, I've seen her work for a long time, including in her time in Japan. And Mandy Rose, like, she has grown so much. But that's why Mandy Rose picked up the win and is now the undisputed NXT Women's Champion. And the next match is the NXT Women's Tag Team Championship, Tatiana Chance versus Kaden Carter versus Doudrop and Nikki A.S.H. And of course, you know, during the match, you know, we saw Talk of Attraction interfere in the match because they wanted to make sure that Doudrop and Nikki didn't win because they are saying, this is my brand, and you are not winning the title. You're not winning on my show. And, of course, you know, Chance and Carter picked up the win here to retain. And the final match is to unify the NXT and NXT United Kingdom champion, Bron Breakker versus Tyler Bate. And this match, it was also amazing because it was like the same level as Carmelo and Ricochet, like back and forth the whole time. Because these two are the most dominant superstars in the NXT brand, and they just wanted it so bad. But at the end, Bron Breakker picked up the win and became the undisputed NXT champion. So, John, like, I know you have some shout-outs that you wanted to do, so you want to go ahead and do your shout-outs?
Well, yeah, I got to do a couple of shout-outs. First of all, wanted to thank everybody who came to the Jacksonville Minicon yesterday. We held that at Lion's Eye Gaming on Hargett Street in Jacksonville. We had a couple hundred people there. It was absolutely fabulous. We had a lot of people there, a lot of good action, had a lot of folks that are getting ready for the Havelock Comic-Con, which is coming up November 19th in Havelock, North Carolina, at the Tourism and Civic Center. So we're going to have a lot of fun with that. Wanted to just say shouts out to everybody that was there. It was a lot of fun. And, of course, we want to say thanks to WLSC, AM and FM, Loris Conway, Myrtle Beach, South Carolina, for having us on your fantastic station, the station which is the home of Banana Jack in the Morning, and, of course, Small Town Big Talk at 3 to 5 p.m. at drive time with Banana Jack Murphy and Marshall Biddle and me sometimes. I come in there and we have a great time. So, look, thanks a lot to everybody. Thank you very much, Tony. And back to you. What other great action did we have this weekend? Or this week, should I say?
And the final event from last weekend was AEW All Out. Now, this was an amazing card, and, like, there were a whole lot of matches, teams, to be exact. So I definitely know we definitely got to get into this card because I'm excited to talk about this because there's so much of matches in this. So the very first we're going to start with is a mixed tag team match for the AAA World Mixed Tag Team Championship. Members of the Jericho Appreciation Society, Sammy Guevara and Tay Mello versus Ortiz and Ruby Soho. And of course, Sammy and Tay picked up the win here. And the next match was for the STW Championship, Hook versus Angelo Parker. And of course, Hook picked up the win. You know, Hook is amazing. Like, I know he gets all of his moves from his dad, and I know Taz is so very proud of his son for what he is accomplishing right now. All right, and the next match was for the AEW All Atlantic Championship, Pac versus Kip Sabian. Sorry. And, of course, Pac picked up the win to retain his title. And in the last match of the kickoff show was Eddie Kingston versus Tomohiro Ishii. And this was so amazing. Like, you know, Eddie Kingston, one of the greatest in AEW right now, and Tomohiro, one of the greatest in New Japan Pro Wrestling. Like, these guys were back and forth the whole time. And this was absolutely amazing. And Eddie Kingston picked up the win here. All right. And we're going to go to the main card. So the first match of the main card was the Casino Ladder Match. It was Dante Martin, Andrade El Idolo, Rey Fénix, Penta El Zero Miedo, Wheeler Yuta, Claudio Castagnoli, and the return of the Joker, which was MJF. And, of course, you know, there are a lot of people who interfered and wiped out everybody to make sure MJF won the casino battle. I mean, casino ladder match, sorry. And we know why he won that match, and we're going to get to that at the very end. All right, and the next match was the final match for the inaugural AEW World Trio Championship. It was the Elite, Kenny Omega, and the Young Bucks versus Hangman Adam Page and the Dark Order. It was no surprise here. The Elite became the first ever AEW World Trio Championship. The next match, the AEW TBS Championship was on the line. Jade Cargill versus Athena. Now, I was not expecting for this match to be short at all. Like, I thought, like, the whole time, well, we were going to get a very long match with so many things going on in this match. But basically, a lot of things weren't going on in this match, and I was really disappointed in this match, really. But Jay Cargill picked up the win to retain. And the next match was Wardlow and FTR versus Jay Lethal and the Motor City Machine Gun. And, man, when after Wardle and FTR won, there was, man, that was a very funny ending. You know, you got the kids involved. Like, I think it was Cash, either Cash or Dax's daughter that came out. I wasn't sure, but it was a good win and a fun, hilarious ending. And the next match was Powerhouse Hobbs and Ricky Starks. And of course, Powerhouse Hobbs picked up the win here. The next match was a tag team match of AEW World Tag Team Championship, Swerve In Your Glory versus The Acclaimed. And, oh, my gosh. Man, these guys, this was absolutely amazing. Like, so you see Keith Lee and Swerve are teaming up. And because you've never seen them team up before in WWE. And they got to team up in AEW. They've been working together for so long now. And they are a really amazing team, and that is why they picked up the win here. The next match was a four-way match for the interim AEW Women's World Championship. Toni Storm versus Dr. Britt Baker versus Jamie Hayter and versus Akira Shida. And, of course, Thunder Rosa is injured right now, and that's why she couldn't compete that night. So they had to find a interim champion for right now. And this was an amazing match. And these competitors are absolutely amazing. And of course, Toni Storm picked up the win, which I'm very excited for. I love meeting Toni Storm as always. All right, the next match was Christian Cage versus Jungle Boy. And, man, before Jungle Boy even came into the ring, he was attacked by Luchasaurus and brutally attacked. And because of that, in 20 seconds, Christian Cage picked up the win. The next match was Chris Jericho versus Bryan Danielson. And Bryan Danielson, oh my God, his entrance, man, that was absolutely amazing. Like, it is always good to see people performing wrestlers' entrance at a very special event here. And of course, Chris Jericho picked up the win. The next match was a six-man tag team match. Darby Allin, Sting, and Miro versus House of Black. And this was an amazing match, too. Like, it was, very hard-hitting. Like, and these guys were colliding, like, they just wanted to win so bad because these guys are just amazing wrestlers, with Sting, an icon, and of course, Darby, Sting, and Miro picked up the win here. And the final match, CM Punk versus Jon Moxley for the AEW World Championship. Like I said, another hard-hitting match, bad blood going on. But at the end, CM Punk became the new AEW World Championship. And that is why MJF won the Casino Ladder Match, because he wanted another match with CM Punk. He wanted his rematch with CM Punk. And, of course, right after the show, there was a lot of allegations going on between CM Punk, Kenny Omega, and the Young Bucks. right after the show. And John, like, I want to ask you, like, what did you think of the card, and what were your thoughts on the allegations between Punk and the Elite?
All right, I'm going to say something you're not going to like, or maybe you'll like it. You know, I don't really care as long as CM Punk won. I am just a huge CM Punk fan. You know what? I'm a huge fan of his, and I'm a huge fan of Orange Cassidy's, and when they win, makes me happy. Now, I don't care what anybody says, so will you forgive me for that one?
Oh, yeah, I forgive you, because, you know, there's people who love CM Punk or hate CM Punk, but and thing is, I'm the same way. Like, you know, I think CM Punk is an amazing pro athlete ever, and, you know, because after seeing his match that night, like, he is the reason why I love wrestling today.
Okay. I'll take that. And you know what? Anything with this.
I'm sorry, what'd you say?
And I don't care. It was wonderful. You know, you go.
Right. I was there, you're kind of breaking up.
I said, what have we got coming up next week in professional wrestling?
All right, so next week, let's see here. Well, I will say, this past week, you know, we saw the return of Braun Strowman. Braun Strowman is back in the WWE. So real quick, I want to ask you, what was your thought when you saw Braun Strowman come back to WWE?
Okay. You really want to know what I think? Wasn't a huge surprise. I mean, where else is he going to go? All right? Where else is he going to go? And so it was good that he came back. And he's an international superstar. He's a great wrestler. Bring him back. Triple H did a good job there, don't you think?
Yeah, absolutely amazing job. And also, as you saw last Wednesday, that Tony Khan had no, because the situation that happened, he had no choice but to relinquish the AEW World Champion from CM Punk and the AEW World Trios Championship from the Elite. So later that night, he announced that the matches to determine the AEW Trios Championship and the AEW World Championship.
Yep. Pretty amazing stuff. Well, Tony, I tell you what, it's been wonderful having you. We've reached the top of the hour, and it's time we're going to pack it up and head to the hills until next week. So I wanted to say thanks a lot for being on here tonight and recapping what all went on. Next week, we'll be back with Steve Logan, and we'll be back with Todd Saxon, and who knows who else is going to come on to Pro Wrestling Interviews. So I wanted to say thanks a lot, Tony, for being here. And you got a plug or got a goodbye to say to anybody?
Yeah, sure. Like, I just want to say thank you for having me on the show today. It's been amazing. It's always a great opportunity to be on a pro wrestling interview. And I want to give a big, big shout-out to Up Next Pro Wrestling, because they got their very first show in Yorktown, Virginia. So if you guys are in the Yorktown area and looking for some professional wrestling, some great competition, I definitely recommend for you to go out and check them out, because the match is absolutely amazing. We have people like Sledge Gibson, Bo Crockett, Rhett Titus, and of course from AEW, Sonny Kiss, and also another guy that I cannot forget, Josh Washington. So if you're in that area, definitely go check him out. But other than that, thank you for having me, and thank you for listening.
All right, and Tony, will you be back with us next week?
Yeah, I'll be back next week.
All right, good. Well, we'll see you then, and I'll catch you on the call around I normally do after the show. So thanks a lot. We had a great pro wrestling interviews, and we've had a lot of fun. Tony's been our keynote guy tonight, so we'll see you next week. Same bat time, same bat channel, 7:30 p.m. Eastern. This is Dr. John saying good night from Myrtle Beach and pro wrestling interviews. Take care, Tony. Say goodbye, Tony.
Goodbye, good night. Peace.
Goodbye and good night. Exactly. And have a good one. We'll see everybody next week.
See ya.